Today's share in the Deir Shu Mishnah Berurah Yomi program is Daf Kuf Mem Aleph Omud Aleph. We're in the fifth volume of Mishnah Berurah, and we began yesterday Simin Tov Kuf Yud Ches, which deals with carrying on Yontif. And we're in the middle of the Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Vav, and it's a separate inyan, so we'll pick it up right here. It is four lines into the wider lines, right after Deir Shu footnote number 14 in the Mishnah Berurah. And he says, Mikol Makom, Hamachzorim shehivion biyontif leveis haknesses. If a person brings his machzor to shul on yontif, umisyore migneva, he's afraid to leave it there. Somebody's going to take it. Not lavdavka, guys are Russia, but people, the machzorim all look alike, and somebody else is going to take it home. And he's afraid that his machzor is going to get taken, and he's not going to have this. So therefore, in this situation, afal pi she'ein tzorich lohem od biyontif, even though he's not using it anymore, he just daven shachris, he's not going to daven shachris a second time, and he doesn't need his machzor. Now, if he needs a machzor for mincha, if he needs the machzor for zmiros, we'll talk about that in a moment, then it's perfectly permissible to bring it home. But here we're talking about he has absolutely no need for it. Let's say he just daven mincha. He's not going to eat anything else. No chiyuv to have shalashuris. He ate something beforehand. He doesn't need to sing zmiros. He doesn't need it to learn from. He doesn't need it for anything else. So afal pi she'ein tzorich lohem od biyontif, there's no need for this machzor, mutul avir. The Mishnah Berurah passes, you're allowed to bring it back home, leveso, ledivri akol, according to everybody. Why? Because you're not going to bring it to shul if you don't let him take it home. The itiru sofa, mishum tchilasa, this is a very important concept that works in many other areas of halacha as well, especially for people going to the hospital on Shabbos, hatzolah person, how's he allowed to go back home? So we say, if we don't let him go back home, he goes in Friday night, he's going to have to go every Friday night into the hospital bringing in a hatzolah case, and he's not going to be able to go home, so you're not going to have any hatzolah volunteers. They're going to be away every single Shabbos in their families. So itiru sofa, mishum tchilasa, part of the heter that they have to go home. They also need the ambulance back home, etc. There are other heterim, but part of the heter is hetiru sofa mishum tchilasa. If you don't let him go back home, he won't bring it in the first place. So if you don't let him bring the machzor home, he's not going to bring it to shul in the first place. Then lo kein lo yivim betchila leveis haknesses. They're not going to bring him to shul in the first place. Then he adds, af hamachzorin shemunochim mikvar beis haknesses. However, if you brought your machzor to shul previously, kishein tzorich lem od, and you don't need it anymore that day, biyontif, then nochun lahachbir, shulachzir leveiso. Then you shouldn't bring it back home, biyontif, afilum yeshom chashash kinevi. Even if you're afraid somebody else may, accidentally or on purpose, go and take your machzor because you brought it there before yontif. So you shouldn't bring it home on yontif. Now, there are a number of interesting additional points in the Deir Shu footnotes. Let's look at Deir Shu footnote number 15 first. And he says, ukishe'enom yisor negneva, if you're not at all concerned, he has your name on it, you have a unique machzor, nobody's going to steal your machzor, nobody's going to mistakenly take it. Or the situation, now he describes in Deir Shu footnote number 15, you're going to somebody's house, halach lisareach lesudas yontif, you're going to somebody's house to eat lunch, and you have with you your kid's stuff, lokachi motzor chitinok, you have the diaper bag, you have all the other things, and now you want to go home. But you got other diapers at home. You don't need those diapers. You don't need that bag. You don't need it for the way on the way home. You live, three blocks away. You have to now carry this to Rosh Hashanah. So he brings out for Nissen Karolitz. She says, Shim lo yishtamish ben bebeso also lachzirim. Unless you're actually going to use the stuff that you're bringing home, you're not allowed to bring it home. In your friend's house, you don't have to worry about it getting stolen. And therefore, you wouldn't be allowed to bring it home unless you actually need it. So if it's the kid's blanket, if it's the kid's bottle or something like that, which he needs that, fine. But if it's just a bunch of diapers, you have other diapers at home, and you don't really need those, so then he would say you can't bring it home. He says the same thing would be for a magevis, shemivim leveis haknesses, Rosh Hashanah. The towel or the mat that you put down on the floor when you bow down on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur for a menachlu korim. So he says, from the stipler gone, he says, sharot selachzir biyot, if you want to bring it back home on Shabbos, you must use it back in your house. All of lishtamish baba bayis. You should use it in your house, otherwise you don't have a heter to go bring it back. The issue foot number 16 brings down the law says it's a talis biyodo to go carry your talis in your hand where there is no chashash of geneva, ella, but there is a eriv. So Rav Moshe Feinstein says that in this situation brings down carrying your talis home from shul in that situation where there's an eriv. So he says, Lemi shemak bichelo yishtamshu acher metalis. So if you're particular, you don't want anybody else using your talis. So in the era of COVID, people keep their own talis themselves. This would apply to everybody. So nechsheves hachzoras talis levei. So tzorach tzas. So then it has a little bit of an e because you don't want somebody to use your talis. The aim b'zem yishum iser, and therefore he would allow you to bring it back home because this isn't called being mechin from Shabbos to Chol or a tircha in Shabbos shelo l'tzorach because it has a tzorach tzas. The issue for number 17 brings down that he says, within the sheitiru sofik mishun tchilasim, that you're allowed to do something because if you don't allow it, he won't do it in the first place. So Rav Nissen Karlitz, as Hatzal brings down, Shemistabish lo nemar ela bedvar mitzvah o simchas yontif. It has to be for a dvar mitzvah or simchas yontif, but not for a dvar shus. And the Mishnah Berurah brings this down as well. And he says, Lochein, mi shiotza im mi'il geshem. If somebody goes with a raincoat, and uchazaroso in a tzarklo, now it's no longer raining. So you're not allowed to carry it. You can wear it, but you're not allowed to carry it. Unless, ela imkin yelo tzarach bo behem shechayom tevor. It looks like it may be raining later in the day. Right now it's not raining, but it looks like it's going to rain later in the day. You can eat it for later on, then you'd be allowed to wear it home. Finally, hamotzi ochlem yontif l'moch machi. If you bring food to somebody's house, let's say, as a guest, ushe kilo sudaso, and when the meal is over, Rosh Lahasir is Mashanisha Levetzo. He brought a cake, and you want to take the cake home, whatever's left over. And you don't need it to eat it that day of Yontif. So again, Rav Nissen Karlitz, that's how in this situation says, also Lahzir, you're not allowed to bring it home. And he says, this is true, even in a situation, even Gam Kishiyesh Chashash, Yim Yashirim B'mkom Yigod Mu'o Yiskalklo. Even if you leave it there, it could get stolen by somebody, taken by somebody, eaten by somebody accidentally, or would spoil. Nevertheless, you don't apply the principle of sofa mishum tchilasa, because you would have brought it anyway. You're hungry, so you would have brought it anyway, and therefore we don't give you the heter to bring it back home if there's no purpose in bringing it back home. If you're not going to eat it when you get back home, so then you're not allowed to bring it back home. Now we begin the mechaber for today. That's on the very top line. Avol avonim v'chayotzeben, but carrying stones or something similar to that, osur. One is not allowed to do that on yontif. Again, people mistakenly think that on yontif there is no din of carrying. You're allowed to carry whatever you want. So we're learning in this beautiful siman that that's not the case. So avol avon and v'chayotze behen are not allowed to be carried. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkot and Zayin, what the Mechaber is telling us here is stam avonim she'enon miyuchodim lishtamish, plain stones that aren't used for something, the miyuchoyodim havalev kmo kelim. If they were set for something, it's a stone that you're using as a paperweight to put on your safer, so the wind doesn't blow your safer, so that's a different story. So if you designated a stone as a keli, then it's not moksa, and you could carry it on yontif. But if it's a stam stone, you're not allowed to use it. Also, Sivkot and Ches, afilu betilto. Never mind, you're not allowed to carry it on. Move it. The koshe and lotzi, it certainly can't move it. The less behutzor chayom kla has no purpose on yontif whatsoever. Ulekama poskim, some are so strict that some poskim say chayv malchus alotz asosu shusarab. You're in fact chayv malchus for doing this on yontif. And even in the Carmelis, vafle Carmelis, yeshal koponim isa darbonim. If it's not an isa daraisa carrying into real shusarabim into a Carmelis, it's an isa darbonim, but you're over in isa darbonim. Dirshu footnote number 19 brings down v'motzi b'bas achas. If you're carrying something that you need and something that you don't need, for example, you're carrying ochlin va'avonim, you're carrying food and a stone, so the kovetz shiurim brings down, nevertheless, you'll be chayiv min ha-Torah for carrying the stones out into Rishus HaRabim. Why? Why isn't this called marbe b'shiurim? We know that if you're allowed to cook, you're allowed to cook extra. So he says, this is different. Even though normally on yontif you're allowed to be marbe shiurim on yontif, but tirchachas it's one tircha, so here it's one carrying. He says no. Kivin shaheter shomar b'shiurim who rakish yochol ishtamesh b'chol chaticha tichah shibah nes samlocha. When you're cooking extra food, it's because technically you could have eaten piece A, piece B, piece C, or piece D. That's why you're allowed to, in one fell swoop, cook all of them. But here you're not using both of them. You're only using the one that is the ocha. You're not using the evan. So therefore, you're not allowed to do this. I want to point out one other thing from Shaar HaTzion, Oshud Gimel, that I wanted to say before. Dim tzorech lehem lomar leveso, shiros l'shishbochos. Going to the machzor, this is where I got it from. I didn't get a chance to say it inside. That if you're going to bring the machzor home because you're going to sing songs from it, zmiris, etc., so then the kuliyam mutu, you're allowed to bring it back to your house, even if there is no concern that it's going to be stolen. The issue for number 80 brings down. So you're going to bring home the machzer to say Bari Priya Gofen for Kiddush. Now you know Bari Priya Gofen by heart. You don't really need it, but you'll take the machzer out to say Bari Priya Gofen or something similar to that. Rak Kiddush Yuchal Achzir Levesa. Just so you should be able to bring it back to your house. So there, the Mishnah Berurah in Siman Tov Kuf Gimel taught us. Leaning Mavashel Biyom to Tzorch Lemocher. This is the similar idea to if you cook something that you really don't need for today, but you'll taste a little bit of it now. So then he said that's not so simple. There are different opinions amongst the poskim. Albeit, he says, people are knowing to be meikel. However, he concludes, you really shouldn't do this, and if you don't do it, you get a bracha. So to avoid with the machzor, don't bring it home if you really don't need it. Then the Rambam continues and he says, "Ago mutu lischok b'kadur. A person is allowed to play with a ball. Afil b'shusharabim, even in shusharabim, Even though this is not really essential, you're not playing ball for any mitzvah purpose, you're just having a stam good time. So Ramah says that you'd be allowed to go play ball, even though it's a, quote, teal bi'alma. He brings down the Tosos and the Rabbeinu Yeruchim. Now, this requires a lot of further investigation. So let's look at the Mishnah Berurah Sivkot and Tess. Rotz Lomar, what the Ramah is telling us here is, even though you're carrying the ball more than Dalan Amos, which would normally not be allowed on Shabbos, here on Yontif, you are allowed to go and do this. Why? Because on Yontif, when there is a heter to carry, if it's for a purpose, here, this playing the ball is a heter of Simchas Yontif, and to have a shpatzir, to take a walk, and to go and play, that you're allowed to do. Now, the issue footnote number 20 brings down, this also depends on where you're playing. He says if you're playing on dirt floor, so then you have additional problems of Ashvei Gumos, so this doesn't matter any other potential Isurim over here. However, he says, Mikol Mokom, Ein Limchos, you can't protest over here to somebody, especially children and women, he says, Mishum Shemutu Shirshoki Vayu Mizidim, because they're not going to listen to you, and therefore it's better that if they're not going to listen to you, then under certain situations, sometimes better not to give Tochacha that won't be accepted. However, the Mishnah continues, it says, the Marshal, the Rashal, because of the Dover Tema Hulahatuzah. He says, what? How is the Ramah permitting you to do this? There is no absolute need to play ball. Elishok shall you love them. Little children, they're allowed to do this. Okay, let the little children play. I will ignore them, but adults, Shinogim Kain, Minog Rahu. He says, a terrible thing. It's very bad, Minog. Because the Ainz Simcha Vatil Elasichas Yolodim Kalas Rosh. She says that's not really Simchas Yontif. That's called playing a child's game. And an adult, a male above the age of Bar Mitzvah, shouldn't be doing this. B'lav Hachi Ainz Muskom Lukuliyama. He says even according to the Ramah, not everybody agrees to this. The Dasa Mechaber Lesser. The Mechaber didn't say you could do this. Gemvulel Simin Shinches Sif Mem Hey, where he specifically states you can't do this. Ulinyan, Shar, Mine, Skok, and other games, Dino, Kamo, Shabbos. Then they all have the same rules as by Shabbos, which we've already learned, Mavor, Le'el, and Simon, Shin, Lamed, Ches, Sif, Hey, Ayin, Shom. Now, the Ramah continues and he says, V'miniach, Erev, if there is an Erev up, so then, Mutu, Letautu, Lhotzi, Kol, Shiesh, Lo, Toras, Kli. If there is an Erev up, then you're allowed to move anything that is not Muktzah. Something that has a Toras, Kli, is allowed to be moved. Even though it has no real purpose for this day, but there's no Isser involved since you have an Erev, so therefore you're allowed to go and move something that's a Kli, so it's not Muktza, and there is no problem with carrying since you're within an Erev, and he brings down the name of the Ron. Mishmur and Sivkot and Yud explains what the Ramah is telling us here is Rotz Lomar. So if you have an Erev Chatzer is up, Muvad Mashos Atikim Mavos, besides the sheet of Mavoyus that you have in the city, does Mutal Taltel Ulotzi Michotzil Chatzer Afilu Derech Hamavi. Then you'll have to go from one Chatzer into another Chatzer, into a Mavi, back to a Chatzer, because you have the halachic right to do so, because of the Erev Chatzeris and the sheet of Mavoyus. But if you don't have an Erev Chatzeros, then it would be also Lahotzi Dover She'ein Bo Tzorach Hayom Klal. Then the general heter of carrying on Yontif doesn't apply if you don't have a need for it. And this would apply Afilu Mechatzel Chatzel, even a Dinder Rabbanan, going from one Chatzel to another Chatzel without an Erev, or Mibayis Chatzel, or from the house to the Chatzel without an Erev. Unless there's a purpose, then the heter of carrying on Yontif doesn't apply. So the only way to be allowed to carry it then is if you have an Erev. He says, furthermore, so for the end, Ulakaman in Simon Tov Kov Chuches, which we're going to learn Hilchos Yontif, the Sosam Machaber Kedasa Poskim, the Machaber doesn't have an opinion on this over here, and he's silent about this, like the Poskim, the Lotiknu Eruve Chatzeros Klal Biyontif, that an Eruve Chatzeros doesn't work on Yontif. Umutu Lahotzi Michotzer Lachotzer, Mbayas Lachotzer, Afilu Dovish Embo Tzorah Chayom Klal, because you don't need it. According to all of these Poskim, you don't need it. And therefore, they would allow you to go and carry this. That's the stamp position of the Machaber. Ramah, being your name of the Ramah, is Machmir Sosam Kedasa Machmir is that. He is silent about the Makel opinion that the Machaber has, and he just holds like the Machmir position as he states. Ulepele Shloigia Shomklum, and it's very surprising why he doesn't mention anything over there. The Mashal adds, Rashal Kosa Shinogim Shalul Asos Eruvi Chatzeros Rev Yontif Uchedasa Machaber, that the Mashal says that we don't make an Eruv Chatzeros for Yontif, like the Machaber holds. And don't change the minhag around. That is the minhag. Umigakom, he says, nevertheless, lechatchila, kishima ari the Erech Hatzeres b'Erev Pesach, lechol HaShabbos HaShana, when you do make the Erech Hatzeres an Erev Pesach, we put the box of matzah there, which is the minog, and it stays there the whole year. So when you're doing that, yichlo gam yontif, yomai lechol yontif. You don't only say that it should be for every Shabbos, but you also say it should be for yontif. To, when you're already doing it, not special for yontif, you're doing it for Shabbos. So then also be kol yontif. K'dei lo says gam da'asa machbir. So you don't see the Ramah as well, and the other like the Ramah that are machbir. Furthermore, v'da'a, the afakelim sheshiyochim cholchul nefesh, even utensils that are needed to prepare food, for example, could go in sakinim u'kai gavna, knives and forks, etc., im kvar gomar sudosu, once the meal is done, v'lo yitzarech ore eleihen, and you don't need them anymore after the meal is done, osu lo lichon imo b'rishus rabim u'b'karmelis, then you're not allowed to carry them through the b'rishus rabim or even in karmelis. But, he says, v'yesh makilim sakinim, there are those that make it with regards to the knives, because you may need it later on. Shem yizdam lo eza pri lachtuchbo, you may need to cut a fruit later on. However, Mihu, he concludes, and he says, in this situation, if you know you don't have anything that you need to cut a knife with when you get home, you're going to the shul, there's no fruits over there. Also, then everybody would agree, it's no reason to carry it, it's not Letzorach Yontif at all, and you shouldn't go and carry it. Now we go to the last Mr. Brewer here, Sivkon Yud Aleph. He says, Abol Avon Muchi Hai Gavna, also Mishum Mokza. But even things that you have an Erev, but if they're things that you're not allowed to carry because they're Muktzah, they're not a Kli, so then of course you're not allowed to carry them because they're Muktzah. You can't move them even because they're Muktzah. Let's start Sif Beis. Mechaber writes, also Yisrael Lahotzi Shum Dover B'Yontif L'Tzorach Ein Yehudi. You're not allowed to go and carry something out on Yontif for a Gentile. That you're not allowed to do. The Mishbur explains, Sif Katan Yud Beis, wrote to Lomar, Afilu Shal Ochel Nefesh, even Ochel Nefesh, the only Heter is for a Yid, not for a Goy. The low adifa mi bishul can't be any better than bishul, and you're not allowed to cook for a guy on yontif. Dorsagam kim lesorach akum, only allowed to cook for a yid. Kedisa leil in simin tov kuf yudbeis, as we learned previously. The Ramah adds, however, hagah, he says, avo mutter lishloach lo ayidei in a yehudi, but you are allowed to send something to somebody via a non-Jewish person. For example, kagon shesorach la'achzir mashkel in a yehudi, if you have to return a collateral to a non-Jew, or chedome, or leinu yehudi alom, to a strong-armed guy, or chedome lezeh, or anything similar to this, that is allowed. He brings down the name of the Mordechai, and the Beis Yosef, the name of Tosos. Now, in the Mishnah Berurah, in Sivkon Yud Gimel, he explains this, and he says, even though you're only not allowed to tell a person, a non-Jewish person, to do something for you that you can't do yourself, and you can't do this yourself, as we just said, so how can you tell an Akim to do this? So he says, in an essential need situation like this, so then we rely on this situation that it's not really our Rishus HaRabim isn't the real Rishus HaRabim, it's really a Karmelis, and therefore it's only a Shvus to carry there. It's only an Issud Rabbanon, and Amir al-Akim is an Issud Rabbanon, and this becomes Hevi Shvus the Shvus, B'mokum Tzorech, and this is a Rabbanon, not a Rabbanon, under extenuating circumstances, under a pressing need, Vishari, and it would be allowed. As we've already learned, Uchim Bor B'Simin Shin Chafei in Sif Beis. Now, Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Yud Dalet, V'afilu Les Be'chashas Sakana, you're allowed to do this, even if you're not afraid that he's going to beat you up, you're not afraid that he's going to start up with you, you're still allowed to do this. Sivkon Tetzvav, or anything similar to this, Chidom Lezeh, Kigon, Bitmei Dachi Shalom. You want to just maintain good relations over here. If you don't do this, it's going to cause Eva, a hatred of the Jewish people. So then you're allowed to do this. And as we already explained this as well, V'chanal, over there, Shom, in Simin, Shin Chafei, in Hilchot Shabbos, Sif Beis. With that, we conclude today's share.